everyone. You've tuned into Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. And you know what? Like you, I have a great school of consciousness all around me, and I tap them. I see things, hear things, smell things, feel things. I call it coming from the family of clairaudience, clairsentience, all the rest, you know. So when you call in with your questions, boy, I love to look at you, to see you, and to know how much you're working to be a part of the evolution of our planet at this time. It's not just the planet. I think the planet's probably quite evolved, but needs to shuck some of the deeper frequencies that maybe we've imposed, or just the sheer mode of evolving does impose upon us all. When I say that, I mean that you're changing and growing, I'm changing and growing. Some of us are resisting changing and growing. Some of us are struggling for one reason or another. But actually, there's an elevating frequency moving up through us all at this time. I mean, it's a frequency that's helping you raise your fields and frequency to help you become lighter and freer and much more able to manifest the truth of what you want. And we've heard this for a long time. We keep hearing that if you go back in time, say 200 years, the people will look at you as a shimmering being because our frequencies have gone up on this planet. Everything has, you know, even prices of frequencies, I suppose. But anyway, it's gone up so that ultimately we're much lighter being than we were, even though some of us are still dark, or we all have the shadow self, which by nature of even its name is dark. And I remember listening to, I love to find out what's going on and which of the purveyors of wisdom I can tune into to find out what they're talking about. And one of the guys I really enjoy is David Wilcock. And what he's supposed to be, the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, or maybe as Jackie's team would say, he's got the imprint of Edgar Cayce, although he looks very much like him. And he's talking about how, in his perceptions of things, in his studies, all of the universe is going up in frequency. And as an intuitive, I've seen huge swashbuckling waves, like tsunamis, I've mentioned this before too, that have been moving out in the universe and flapping galaxies around and so on. And he's talking about how all of it is going up in frequency. Every planet, each of the solar systems, who knows? I have no way of proving that. But when my guides show me any of it, they just show me this gentle motion of energies moving up through your body, mind. And now when you have some old subconscious beliefs that came from your lineage, that's your family of origin and so on, they're stored in different parts of your body, and even though they might be in your psychology or your emotionality and so on. And one of the jobs that I've been given by the guides for years and years, like many other intuitives, but the way I've understood it is if we can go in and find dense patternings in you or in me, and we can move them, again, we lighten up your entire vibrational being. Isn't that great? And when we do that, you move through the densities that are in your body, mind, and a lot of times people receive quite a healing. I was talking to somebody who has pretty bad chronic fatigue. And seeing how I see that is, let me see if I can explain it. It's that this person has stored within them very deep, deep reactions of frustration and blame and responsibility. This one started when she was a little kid, and she caught her mom having an affair and told the family, and that broke the family up. And so what she did was she took on not only the logic of it, which was that had to be told, and that's the responsibility. But she took on a very deep underlying blame that it's her fault that the family broke up. And then it gets much more complicated. So you see in this person, as she's growing up, she's very vibrant and she wants to reach for the gold ring. She wants to study, go to college, and so on. But every time she reaches forward, these deep frequencies that are fairly I wouldn't say they're black, but they're darker and they're gray and they flow through and they hook up with her karma and they run through her energy body over and over. And of course, you would be able to tell me this, over a period of time, that exhausts the immune system. So when it exhausts the immune system, guess what happens? She starts to have this viral situation running through her body more and more, and it keeps her limited, and then she keeps running forward and being pulled back. And what she's pulled back by is truly her subconscious, her emotional body, and a lot of it is registering in a biochemical shift in her body, which is affecting her brain patterning and her ability to study. So, and she's at college now, but she's not doing that well. But the interesting thing about that is why I mentioned that particular situation is because it's a really good example of how if you can get to the emotional underpinning of this kind of stuff, and it might be back farther, it might take several lifetimes of exploration and so on. And I've done this with people before. This is not about me. This is many people talking about this. That basically can pull out old denser frequencies in the form of emotions, in the form of beliefs, in the form of habitual thoughts and feelings. You can pull them out and you can lighten the load on the immune system and do work to really build the immune system. And people, I know many, many people that used to have chronic fatigue that don't have it anymore. And the process has included tremendous emotional dredging, you might call it, digging it out, you know. So again, my name is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm kind of excited tonight to talk to you all, which I always am, and I hope you're going to call in. And what I really want us to do is, in our conversations together, make sure that we always shift some of the densities that are perhaps hiding in our body-mind. And you can say, well, if they're hiding, how do I know they're there? Some of you already know the answers to this, but we know they're there by what we outpicture, what we put into the world, because what we are is like little radios or like cameras or video cameras or whatever you call them. But anyway, we're sort of sending out our frustrations, we're sending out our possibilities, we're sending out our frequencies, we're sending out our intentions, our thoughts, our feelings. And it's really, really amazingly complex to find, go through the labyrinth and find the deeper, deeper root of our self-empowerment. As the golden yellow chakra, the solar plexus says, that's your personality, your I am power. That's who you really are. Not who you've adapted to being, but who you really are. It's an amazing being of light. Let's see if we can tap some of it. So I want you to call in with your questions. We're going to start off with an energy meditation, and this is a really good thing to use for finding a safe place to go and do your manifestations and to protect yourself when you go out into the world so that your densities don't magnetize more people's densities so that you end up finding it really hard to break out. Everybody listening to Radiance by Design is actually on the path of personal empowerment, so let's do some together, and then we're going to talk by your calls, right? All right, so close your eyes unless you're walking on the side of a cliff or driving a car or riding a bicycle. You can do that these days with a cell phone and internet radio, can't you? So close your eyes, take a few deep breaths to change around the tensions in your body, mind. Now above your head, about 2 miles, a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now let's drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. And then from the upper golden ball to about waist height, 20 feet out, drop a four-sided pyramid. And then upside down, meeting it point to point, including the point, into the lower golden ball, another pyramid, so that you're now in an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. Now, inside of that, create a crystal ball. And I always am amazed at the colors of the crystal ball. And inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron, which is a three-dimensional Star of David. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to spin and spin and spin. Let's all spin and spin and spin.
Good.
And as you do, see in front of you on a magical screen some of the movies that you're going to create about your light, your life, and the manifestations you want to achieve, and some healing work we do on other people, and some political activity. Spin and spin and spin. In the first screen, you see yourself being more of what you really, really want to be. This time I'm seeing myself as being free of my subconscious programming, or a lot of it, the old belief stuff. Yeah. And seeing myself in truth with the being that I am. And coming from the heart.
Good.
And I don't know what you're trying to be, but I'm sure that you're going to tell me. And then we wrap that in light, and we move to the next screen, and it tells you what project is it you want to create? Home and family? What is it, a book, a dance, what is it, a house? So see yourself creating what it is your favorite project right now. See the resources coming to absolutely flow this project. See how you feel its energy coming to you. See how many ideas come to you.
Good.
And now see that project coming to kind of completion, and it instating itself in your life. And as you see that project working and being fulfilled, and you're smiling, and you can just feel yourself in that, in the success of your project, and then see resources coming to spin it, to spur it on, to keep it fed, to keep it ongoing, and how confident you are. That comes to you all the time. When you really feel that that's going, wrap it in light and move to your next movie, your next screen, which is actually the Galactic Healing Center. And you have your healing team that comes in, and that's the magical, other dimensional healing team. We never know who's in that team, but take a look around and see who's there. And then there's a fresh table. They're standing around it, and you lie on the table and ask them for help. Or they'll tell you what it is you need. Okay. And then ask, or they'll show you what they need to do. They tend to do a lot of energy, from my perspective, but I don't know what yours tend to do. And I have one who's very short, and he has a vacuuming apparatus, which he seems to use to clear things out. And do you know who these beings are? Huh. And then when you feel like you've gotten somewhere, you feel lighter and clearer, ask if there's any special message for you. I got a really sweet message. And you can write that down, you know. And wrap it in light and let yourself in that healing scenario move over to the side so it can continue if you need to. And then we have a fresh table, and the team replicates themselves around the table. And then you bring in someone who needs healing. Who do you bring in? Okay. Now my person has mental and physical problems, obviously very deep spiritual ones as well, because I don't think that you would have one without the other, would you? And they're working on him. Excellent. It's interesting because he's got mental and psychological problems, emotional problems, and they are immediately restructuring his skull. So they're doing a lot of like vibrational cranial sacral work on him and realigning his whole body. Mm-hmm. what are yours doing with your person? And can you ask if there's any special message for this person? I see. Okay. So I've got a message, but I think I'll give it to him and not put it on
global radio,
just in case he recognizes himself. And then wrap it in light and release that. And let's do a third one. Who would you like to put on the third? Okay, good. All right. I've got this person who's extremely tense. Very afraid, and her body hurts a lot. Keep going. I'm seeing a very deep kind of a karmic cellular drive in this one. Panicking because it seems like things just never seem to be done or never be finished, or the problems never get finished. And you might notice that even if somebody's got physical problems, they always work right in the brain. What's happening with your team, you can tell me when you call in. Now let's wrap that scenario in light. And I want to do one more. I want to do the person I mentioned who has the chronic fatigue. Let's do another healing scenario, a fresh table. Okay. And sometimes they'll show you where the problems emanate from. They're showing me in this case. And they show several sources, including karma, but there are several times in her life where she's had these emotional strikes, and then she buries them deep within. And what they're doing is pulling them out like streams, like strings in a weaving. You know, if you pull a string out of a weaving, yeah. They're pulling them out for her, but she doesn't have to have that particular bit of fabric in her young life. And then they're infusing her with light. Good work. You know what's really fun is at the end of something like that, you can imagine like Tinkerbell doing an absolutely miraculous thing of lighting every single cell. Ding! With this beautiful light. And then we wrap this scenario in light, move it along. And now let's do a political arena one. What would you like to see going on in politics in the world? I think I'd love to see the frequencies raised enough so that people will begin to come, people in power, even if it's financial power, will have to come from their hearts a little more. Because if you raise the frequency in people, this literally can happen. Change the energy, change the reality. So again, we've got this amazing, magical Tinkerbell tonight, so I'm asking her to come in and absolutely flood people of power with wonderful healing light. I'm getting gold light from ding, 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 from person to person. Yeah. I'm seeing that the financial reality of our planet softens and becomes more awakened to the high value of a win-win consciousness. Oh my, what could we all accomplish if we were all working toward the common good? But that's what we're working on right now, so thanks for joining in. and take that light and have it come in through the top of your head. The universe is sending some great downloads, bringing the higher light through the top of your head, out through your chest and your hands. Stretch it out and send the light to all these various people. You're the Tinkerbell. You've got a lot of power here. Send the light to all these different people in power and raise the fields and frequencies and the dominant forces in our world. And then we'd see it going to the difficult places, to war spots, to hot spots, to power places, to the places where so many people are sick or homeless. And have this light go round and round our planet and round our planet until it comes back into your body, mind, fills your heart, out through the top and back out into the universe. And now we jump into our spinning star tetrahedron. Jump in there and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And let's step into the room. Oh, I'd love to talk to you, so call in. That felt really good to me. Did you feel good, Bob? Now, the thing is also that we're going to talk about tonight is everything is karma, and I know that I've been talking about Tuol Kool a lot, who's an amazing channel being a Tibetan master. And it just made me laugh. He says, everything is karma, and all of us are projecting our thoughts and feelings all the time. And I was listening to something today and said, if you, for example, if you want to manifest something really good, take a look at your thoughts and feelings and then be conscious about what you're projecting out there. That's the big gift about manifesting. So you make yourself, what was the exercise I heard today on recession-proofing your mind, is if you said, if I had more money or if I had more wealth, I would, and then you make a list. What would you do? I'd dress better, right? I would style myself differently. I mean, they're kind of like superficial things, but what would you do if you had more money? Make a big list, and then start doing tidbit by tidbit little things like that. Maybe it's in a hairstyle. Maybe it's in how you present yourself. It doesn't matter. But you start presenting like that is literally a way to begin to project yourself into the world differently, and you can attract all kinds of change in your reality and in your station in life. I got lots more to say about that, but maybe you do too, so you could call in 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756, and there are three other numbers. You ready? 530-327-7602, 530-413-4510, 530-413-4522. So I hope we're going to get a beep soon. Beep! That'll be you on the air. No, it isn't. It's me right now because you didn't call yet, but you will. So anyway, we did a pre-record of next week's Paradigm Shifters show. You know, I'm always talking about Tuol Kool, who I just love through Kathleen Kingdon, and who else? Oh, Galexis, who comes through Ginger Metro, and we've got to have more Galexis ones too. But I love these beings, these high conscious beings, and the amount of light they're bringing to the planet, and also how they express the unfoldment of humanity. And I was lucky enough, not lucky enough, I was blessed enough to talk to Chris Griscom of the Light Institute yesterday, and we're going to be running it on Tuesday night. She's also one who's a channel, and she has started many years ago after her experiences in different places in the world and in the Peace Corps and so on. She started putting her intuitive self to use, and she started an institute, a Light Institute. And of course, I've been on about Tuol Kool talking about everything is karma. And I think what I love about that is even though we kind of know that, he said even how you look, how your face is structured and so on, is all from the accrued information, the way you've patterned information, thoughts and feelings and beliefs all the way through your lives. And Chris Griscom started an institute where the people that went there to her school, even the little kids and so on, went right into healing from past lives. That was one of their major parts of their curriculum. And it's a really exciting conversation. Hi, you're on the air. You get to talk now instead of me. Hi.
Yippee! This is Susan from Brooklyn. You told me that I would blossom with my music, and I'm having a whale of a time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I am just so happy. Yeah, I'm doing great with that, you know. I'm taking a course, audio engineering course, and there's a girl in my class. And she kind of triggers me because she was a disciple, a spiritual disciple, and the attitude reminds me of some of the attitudes of the people that I was in spiritual groups with in the past, you know? Right. And I noticed that I've been missing class. So I said, well, she's probably my best teacher because it's making me confront things. I don't know that I have a problem with her so much as with the teacher, but I don't want to, you know, give you more than you could, you know, answer tonight. So I think that I should probably maybe, you know, make it more immediate and start with, you know, me not being so reactive to her. Also, I've been reactive in a more general way, you know, with people around me. And I don't want to be like that because I know it's just triggering things from my past, especially my family of origin stuff, you know.
Well, you know something, Susan, what I want to say, and this is kind of fun. I bet you everybody at home can do some version of this with us. So wrap yourself in light. And what I want to say is you're holding that reaction in your stomach. Remember I was talking earlier, I don't know if you heard the first show, but I was talking about the solar plexus being our personal power center, which I know you know. But as you speak about being triggered, the density that we're talking about runs from kind of the middle of your breastbone down to almost to your navel. Did you feel that?
No.
Well, ask yourself right now.
Because, you know, that's what you use to sing with, that area. That's where the breath comes from.
Well, let's put your teacher in front of you in a in visionary way. Because what I want to say, this teacher is, I think she's a, is a she?
She's a she, and she passed over some time ago.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Now, the girl in my class, you know, I just realized that's just surface because she's not my teacher. She's a classmate, but she reminds me of the attitude of the people that were in this teacher's charge, so to speak, you know. And I felt that this teacher didn't deal with a situation that came up with me very well, and I exiled myself for 22 years on the West Coast. I came back to the East Coast, and, you know, it just all flew in my face. I had to deal with it. And I really haven't, I've been trying to deal with it since 2006, and I've been dealing with it not well.
Well, you know, I'm laughing because we all have those issues, Susan, not just you. But I want to say that there's something about the teacher and also this person who's triggering you that is bringing up a density that you yourself want to clear from another life. It's a very strange kind of comment, but it isn't this life. It seems like it's a density that runs in behind your, I told you where I saw it, and it's even making my body tense there. It's as if it's taking power from you. But I want to tease you and say, if we could clear that density, then they would have served you, you see? Do you see what I mean? This is really hard.
They would have served me. You mean the people that trigger it?
Yeah, you say
that. I understand that, yeah. You know, but I want to ask you something. I had one psychic experience with her through the Internet. In other words, I wanted to connect with someone from the group, and she didn't want me to because I felt that she didn't want to be thought ill of or something. And I don't know whether that was real or not, you know, whether
was that really her. The fellow student or the teacher?
No. The teacher that I had who passed over, I went on the website, you know, because she still has disciples. She was very, very well loved, you know, by her students, you know. So she still has websites, you know, on the Internet. And I went on one of them, and I, because I was working on forgiving her, and I felt like I almost had gotten the job done, you know? Mm-hmm. I went on this website, and I look into her eyes, you know, and sometimes I feel like I make contact. You know how, like, when you have a guru, you kind of stare at them, and you get their energy through the eyes? I don't know. Anyway, I do.
Yes,
you know?
I do. Yes.
So, yeah, right, exactly. So the thing is that she, you know, kind of like, she threw kind of like almost like a dart at me, and she told me to stay away from this disciple of hers, this my person, you know what I mean? My so-and-so. And it was somebody that I feel that is in my karmic path, because I've known him since I was 18 and he was 17, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just felt like I wanted to reconnect with him for, actually, it was business purposes, but, you know, but also something deeper than that. I felt like this person is on my karmic path. She doesn't want me to follow it. It would disrupt him, you know, disrupt him maybe, or I don't really know, like, if I'm being fearful here, if that was, like, not her or her, and how I should deal with it. Because, you know, it's, like, set me back in terms of this forgiving. You know, I want to forgive her.
But wait a sec here. If things are karmic, mm-hmm. if that's coming from another life, it's so complicated because there's some hidden motivation that you have the ability to bring that guy down.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right. So then
but
not
it's not because
very
you're
well
a manipulative. It's not because you're a manipulative old bag either. It's
no, of course I wouldn't manipulate him. We just have a lot in common.
Yeah, but she wants you to stay away from him until.
Yes.
But you're asking for forgiveness, but I'm wondering something, Susan.
No, I'm asking to forgive her. I didn't do anything to her. Trust me, you know, except that, you know, I was a singer who used to sing in front of 500-600 people at the St. John of the Cathedral, the largest cathedral, and I think that she didn't feel that my style benefited her, you know what I mean? And she kind of wanted me out of the picture, and I really, really, you know, vibe beautifully with, like, rock stars and blues stars and, you know, people like that, you know, and the thing is that I ran away from that. I went into the spiritual thing. I wasn't accepted there. And now, you know, like decades later, I'm right back where I started, you know. In other words, when I run from something, it comes back so that I can embrace it, you know.
Yeah, but just let me throw back one more thing. You said forgiveness. You said, for me, the forgiveness was whichever way it goes. It doesn't matter if it's she to you or you to her, you see. But there's something deeper in this forgiveness that has to do with unhooking some kind of karmic path. There's something in you that is going to change and grow and unhook over the next little while, and all of this stuff will be a no thing any longer. But there's a big tie in you from some past life stuff that she...
Does it have anything to do with her specifically? Or you know, I mean, I
no, I think it has to do with
my mother.
I think it has to do with she knows it's there and knows it. You see, where we're being run by our karmic stuff is, Dwell Cool calls it the tyranny of the unconscious.
Yeah, and, sure.
And where you have that tyranny running could be dangerous to somebody who's on a karmic path with you. You see what I mean? So she is pushing you away from that. But I'm telling you this, that if you can bring that awareness up, and I would ask myself, I would say, I want to know where it is, I want to know what it feels like, and I want a clearing. I would really ask my higher self for that, because it's a deep, and it's moving as we talk. There must be some gut stuff going on in you as we talk, because it's moving, and when that pops out, you'll find the forgiveness that you were looking for will be there. Like, the best way to deal with karma is to look it right in the eye and be with it and know it's there. And
let me ask you another question, because I'm sorry.
Well, that to me is the root of forgiveness, if you know what I'm saying.
To bring it up and to see it for what it is, and then, of course, it will dissipate.
Yeah, and you'll accept it. You see, you've accepted it, and you recognize it. So instead of living it out to learn about it, you're pulling it out and taking a look at it in a bright light. And then I think you'll find people react very differently to you.
Yeah, so it is exactly this. So I just feel frustrated. I want to be on the spiritual path, and I've tried very hard, and I get stymied by one thing or another. You know?
But we all do, honey. It's a spiral up to a lighter and lighter self, and we have these huge issues. And this is a big issue for you, but it's not going to be long, and you'll be going, pop, I'm done.
Oh, I would love it. Once I had a few friends recommending that I should be taking digestive enzymes, which kind of goes in what you're talking about, that area.
Yes.
Do you think that would be necessary or helpful at all?
Yeah, I think it would. I don't know if it's. Yeah, I think it would help you a lot, actually.
Okay, thank you very much.
All
right,
well,
that's
thank
all.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for all your wonderful help.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So now that's a really interesting call because to me, a lot of times forgiveness, when people call about having a terrible time, I don't mean on the radio, I mean in personal lives about forgiveness and how hard it is for them to do that. And a lot of us find that with our mothers and fathers and the lineage stuff is very, very karmic. And sometimes the only way to deal with it is to be with it, to recognize it. And as we were talking about it to Susan, it's literally taking responsibility or ownership of stuff that's in yourself. You know what I mean? It's like not, oh, I'm going to forgive that person for bopping me on the head. It's more like, well, some of the interactions between us, many times anyway, when it's a deep lineage thing, for example, or even with her guru or other people that are very huge in our lives, it's really something to sit with and be energetically aligned with the fact that you feel that way with them, that you feel a draw, you feel a push-pull, that kind of thing. It's really, really helpful to pay attention to it that way. And then you'll find that your karma releases and you'll find yourself being directed. Sometimes it's hard to see what cause and effect really is, but you find yourself directed into relationships with people that are just a little lighter or a little bit softer. And I started to say before Susan called, and I was thrilled you called, so anybody else who wants to call, please do. When I was talking to Chris Griscom, she reminded us of karmic stuff and how, as I said, her school and the Institute takes people through releasing a terrific number of past lives. Who knows how many we have, you know? And like my teachings, she said, and my own guides have taught me a great deal as well, she said it doesn't matter if the past life stuff is really accurate. And I would interpret it by saying it's more the energy of, like if you hear a story, you were, slain by a dragon or something, or you were killed in a bloody battle or something, and if the actual details and the dates and all of that weren't accurate, but the feeling was when you go into a karmic feeling and you feel like, oh my gosh, it's a life and death thing and I really feel like so-and-so killed me. If you get that feeling, or I killed so-and-so, you get that feeling and you really feel it in your body, mind, your body can then release the densities, the memories, the belief structures that came along with it, the fears and all of that. So you don't have to worry about it too much, but you clear it by absolutely acknowledging it and knowing it. My guides recommended tonight that we do an exercise about clearing our parents one more time, because I think the lineage, our parents apparently are the most intense karmic influences that we're going to have. And the other thing that Chris kept reminding us about is that karma isn't always bad. There's some really, really wonderful memories, if we want to call them memories, beliefs and definitions of self and so on that have been gathered in our karmic path, in our cellular path as well. So let's call up. Let's do some mom and dad stuff. And if you just get nothing but expansion with mom and dad, great. But a lot of us have some, belief structures and some definitions of self that we took on in defense of mom and dad or in wanting to be codependent with mom and dad or if we want to be like them, but we really are emulating some of the things that we don't want to emulate. So let's do an energy thing. You ready? And wrap yourself in light so that you don't take on my energy thing. Wrap yourself in light and let's call in the presence of your mother. Every one of you, call in the presence of your mother. Oh, my. The mother's come forward. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really interesting. And now ask yourself where mother is in your body, mind. Some people feel incredible love. I can see it. Some people get really lit. Some people feel absolutely restricted. What's happening with you as you bring in your mother? And now exaggerate all of that energy. Good. Huh. I found something really different about my mother that I've never experienced before. All right, so we're going to call in a violet flame and have the violet flame burn and burn and burn and burn through your body, mind, all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mother. Mm-hmm. All of the energy that's left over that comes from the soul contract with your mother. And burn it right through your body so that you're burning out your feet and your legs. Good. Remember, your legs are about understanding, and the lower part of your leg is childhood pictures. The higher part is support. Left side is the feminine, right side is the masculine. Burn and burn and burn through your legs. And these are fear and insecurity. Yeah, because if your knees don't work, guess what? We fall over, right? And then move the violet flame up through the belly area housing the subconscious, the genital area. Burn and burn with a violet flame all the way through there, the intestinal tract, up through the solar plexus, your personal power center, or right up through the lungs, all your grief from old times. There you are, where your mom, there you are. And all through the chest, the shoulders, the arms, the fingers till they tingle. Have the violet flame move back up your arms, which stores how you give and receive love. My arms went dead at the beginning. What happened to yours? And up through the shoulders where you have issues of responsibility, and whirl, whirl with the violet flame through your neck. Right, and the neck holds consciousness of self. And as you and I know, we're changing and growing all the time, and the neck is a bottleneck. So sometimes your neck is going through a whole lot of tensions and reactions to life. Move the violet flame up through your entire head, through your brain. Yeah, right into all the convolutions of the brain and into your face. You know, I always laugh and say, we get a little facelift here, so have the violet flame move around in behind all your skin and your face and lift your cheeks and your eyes and your head. Good. And have the violet flame pop up through the top of your head, go way out into the great central sun, and have it pop down again and then wrap round and round and round and round your body. Now, that was pretty interesting. Some of you have a lot of frustration, and there's a couple of you I see have really suppressed yourselves in your subconscious. Even though you're working on yourself, I saw a lot of suppression in the belly area around the mother. And some of you feel, several of you or a number of you are feeling very insecure around the mother. So you can objectively say, okay, I feel my mother, but I see your chest and everything having this, what would you call it, like a vibrational insecurity going on. Yeah. And some are feeling defiant and defensive. Some are feeling ashamed. We know about that one, don't we? And some feel very, very loving and expanded. And the ones who feel loving and expanded seem to have discovered a lot about love through their mothers. That's a really good thing. I want to know what love is. That's one of my favorite questions out there. What is it? It's an ever-expanding vibrational reality, and it never ends. Always getting more, isn't it? So call in, and if you're not going to call, we're going to do the Father. Wrap yourselves in light one more time, so when we take on this exercise, we don't take on everybody else's Father. Now remember, when we're doing this, the Father one, you're going to be considering God, and you're going to be considering authority, all right? I didn't do goddess with the mother, but we'll do that another time. So wrap yourself in light and call in all the energy that is in your body around your father, my dad, father, God, authority. Call it up and pay attention to where it is. Some of you got really weighted down. That's very funny, actually. I didn't expect that. couple of you are like really hunkered down, and some are feeling, So some of you feel a lot of pain, and some of you feel a lot of expansion. Some feel support, and some feel a lot of questions. Let's exaggerate where the Father is in your body, mind. Mm-hmm. Check your feet and your ankles, and see whether he's more on the right side or the left side. Now, traditionally, the right side is masculine, but we don't know, because when you store your reactions to someone in your body, they don't follow a linear program. You can have them differently. Your subjective world might interpret it differently. Yeah. Excellent. And now exaggerate it. If somebody's got a real headache from it, let's clear that. And let's exaggerate it one more time. And some of you feel absolutely boldly supported. Some are disappointed at a deep level in yourselves, and some are disappointed in a deep level at the lack of power or authority or something. Okay, exaggerate it. Okay, and let's command total release of that now. Total release of the Father energy. Good. Total release. Okay. And now I want to look at several of you. I want you to pay attention to your body again. Some of you are really clenching your teeth. If that's you, what do you think that says? So I would say it means like you're holding against. I see. There's an anger in that. Take a look if you feel really angry about the Father. And why would that be? Okay, and there's somebody who feels like, it's a girl, a woman, that feels like the Father denied her. And now she expands that to include God or include her own ability to manifest. You see what I mean? It's not just that the Father that she's experiencing, it's her ability to manifest into the world and to manifest the kinds of males that she would idealize. And she holds it in her shoulders, in her neck. I suspect her neck is slightly missed. Her body's not very well postured. It's slightly misshapen because she's in a defensive posture. You might want to run and look in the mirror and take a look at how you hold the Father energy in your body, mind. Or how do you hold authority? Now, here's an interesting thing. And I'll release that person, wrap her in light. If we hold authority, it's very interesting. If you've had some past lives in which some of your projects have failed for some reason or another, maybe there was a war, maybe there was some big cataclysmic event, or maybe the land's pulled apart and you were in Atlantis, or any number of things, then if you let the karmic stuff run your life, then the assumption is that that is the pattern that you'll follow. But what about if we went back into other lives and we went back into karmic planning and we found out that we had had amazing successes as well, and we had had some great plans that actually succeeded and set the tone across the land, that kind of thing. If you can tap into that sort of awareness, then authority has changed, because the authority of the unconscious programming that relentlessly drives you into pattern after pattern or relentlessly runs subconscious fears can create huge, huge repeated problems in our lives, can't it? So it would be a really good idea if you're talking about, for example, authority, and you feel a frustration about authority, and you feel like you don't know where to find a benevolent authority or a really good authority, you feel like everything you do falls apart at some point, then why don't we go back in time or out there in time and ask to feel and see and know and experience lifetimes where we've had tremendous success. And they could be different galaxies, you know. It doesn't have to be here on beautiful Mother Earth. Yes, we've had tremendous success. And when we go into feeling success, what happens in your body then? We bring in success. That's it. And there should be an expansion there. It's like love, isn't it? There can be an expansion there. And when you bring that expansion up in your body, mind, you want to really be able to hold on to it. Can you feel that expansion? You want to be able to hold on to it because that in turn radiates into the world and really helps you with your manifestation. I know it can be a lot more complicated. Another thing we talked to Chris Griscom about was something else which you and I know, that we're always wanting to contact the divinity within ourselves and within ourselves. We want to get in touch with the divinity and that part of us that wants to create our reality and send waves. I like to think of it as send waves of consciousness into the collective and really design a life that we want to love. Right? And so, and Chris has written a book called The Evolution of God. And when you think about it, it so makes sense that we're wanting to contact our divinity. And the more we get to be a lighter, higher frequency being, the more conscious we are about manifesting the life of our choice, the more we're bringing that divinity into the collective, aren't we? And that divinity can come from any religion. It can come from any spiritual premise. It can come from past lives if we want to. But the goal would be to be of a higher nature and the kind of nature that represents, that brings divinity into what? Nature, into life, into business, into healing ourselves. There's an awful lot of healing that comes with that as well. So she wrote a book called The Evolution of God, and I haven't read it yet, although I'm going to. And I just was hit by that whole feeling that as a collective, the more divinity we can bring up in ourselves, and that means the light, the incredible light of transformation that comes up in us. That's what it means to me, Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit, that kind of thing. The more of that we can bring forward in ourselves and we can ignite in one another, obviously there's an evolution for God, who's always exploring and expanding and creating through all of his creatures, including us, eh? Anyway, that's a really exciting thing. So she's going to be on the discussion with Chris Griscom of the Light Institute is going to be on my show, Paradigm Shifters, here on BBS Radio on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. So tune in. She's just wonderful. Check her website, lightinstitute.com. I think you'll find her really, really an amazing woman, like these other purveyors of wisdom and divinity. It's very exciting. Now, right after this, we're going to be talking to Jackie Salvitti of ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, and Jackie channels the wonderful team. Now, those guys are setting up an intensive in Vegas, October the 9th and 10th, and it's going to be quite a big deal. They're opening a Stargate, a huge, huge Stargate, bringing in access to many dimensions and so on. So they're planning that intensity. Intensive is what I'm trying to say. So I don't know if that's what they're going to talk about tonight, but we're going to find out. I did know what she was going to talk about tonight, but I guarantee it'll be a very interesting show. I love having the opportunity of interviewing the team and finding out what it's like to be huge consciousnesses and having an impact on the collective at this time in history. And it's so wonderful how they connect to other dimensions really well and take you there while they talk. So this is Veronica Entwistle. I do a lot of intuitive work, a lot of healing work, and love to talk to you. So feel free to email me, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com, no H in Entwistle. And with my wonderful partner, Bob, we're now working on Paradigm Shifters as a television series. It's taken us a long time because there's a lot to do in television. There's a lot of moving parts, we would say, and we don't have 100% time to dedicate to it. But you will be able to see it online, at least. It's sometime soon, eh? So stay tuned if you can, and we'll catch you at the top of the hour. And I want to say to all of you listening to Radiance by Design, take a deep breath, bring in high fields from the universe, and breathe them out to one another. And I say goodnight with many blessings.